The opinions represented during this show may not necessarily represent those of KRMG or Cox Media Group.
Your host is Dan Witham, a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. His office phone number is 918-398-8387. Dan is a branch manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA SIPC. Now here's Money Talk on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Good Sunday morning, everybody. My name's Russell Mills, and you are listening to Money Talk, live and local on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Joining me, Mr. Dan Witham and Mr. Steve Money. Good afternoon, or late morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. And I was just saying you're awake today.
I am kind of awake, more than I was last week. Okay, so Dan gives away books every week. This week, the book with I'm going to nominate for the longest title and perhaps the most controversial title that we've had in a while.
Absolutely.
Tell them about it.
Sure, I sure will. The book is called, and please listen to the whole title. Let me get the whole title out.
Don't jump to conclusions
before you scream at me. Yes.
The text number is, go.
Yeah. The book is called Warren Buffett Invests Like a Girl and Why You Should Too. And this book is actually from the Motley Fool folks, Russell, which you may have heard of their radio show.
They do a radio show
and have a website, obviously. And it's a really good book. It talks about how women have entered into the investment world and are now investing a lot more money than they used to back in the day, you know, when I was like a young child, so to speak, back in the 60s. And so women nowadays control much more of the portfolios in the households, and in fact, including in married households now. I see a lot of women that control the purse strings, so
to speak. I've heard some statistics that say that women actually now control the majority of wealth in the country.
That wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me at
all. Largely because they outlive us.
Yeah, that's true, too. They have several advantages, I'll admit. So anyhow, that's what the book is called, Warren Buffett Invests Like a Girl and Why You Should Too. And basically what they're trying to teach you is the methodology of Warren Buffett and how and why he invests his money. And we'll talk some about that on the show today as well. If you want a copy of this book, we'll send it to you for free, plus some information on our equity link certificates of deposit, which hopefully we'll get to talk about a little bit on the show today. It's all free. And just call for the book and the information, 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. It is the weekend, so of course you will get our voicemail. And all we ask is that you leave your name and your address. When you get our voicemail, we'll send this excellent book out to you and the information, which is very useful. I think both are useful. So, Steve, tell us about your team.
Man, I'm feeling a little like Eeyore this morning. It's like, we lost, you know, kind of a thing. So we did. The Oklahoma Thunder football team lost for the first time in about 2.5 years last night. The Oklahoma City Outlaws whooped us out of Decentral High School. And fortunately, I don't think we had any injuries, and I hope they didn't have any injuries. It was a great football game. We had a very good crowd last night, which we appreciate everyone coming out. We appreciate what KRMG has done to get some people out there. So we'll be out of town next week. We'll be back on May the 19th, and I'm giving away free tickets. So you can probably the best way to get me is to Facebook me, to be real honest with you, Steve Money on Facebook, and I'll get you some tickets.
Very good. Thank you. And you know, that happens to teams every now and then. They do lose games.
Well, yeah, I got to tell you.
This one hasn't lost one in like 2.5 years, so they're not really used to it.
No.
This might get them fired up.
Well, I will tell you, I have to say, we showed some real leadership last night. Some of the older guys, Cam Cameron from OU, a great OU player. I mean, he was out there bucking some people up, Prentice Elliott bucking some people up. So, you know, we'd had some leadership, and I mean, you know, this was their second game and our first game, so you know, that gave them a little bit of an edge. But it was great football. I will tell you, if you're just a plain football fan, you would have enjoyed that game.
Well, I saw a post on Facebook this morning before I came in the show talking about Baker Mayfield, and they said, who said a walk-on, you know, can't get drafted in the NFL absolutely. Draft? And I said, well, I was like, well, the Browns really didn't count, you know, I have to say.
This is supposed to be the pro football draft, right?
Right.
I'm teasing you.
Yeah, and I'm a Browns fan. I grew up in Ohio, Northern Ohio, watching the Browns. So I'm shocked when the Browns win a game, Steve, let alone when the team loses.
I'll tell you, they've made some good moves in the offseason, and I don't think they'll be have the first round pick next year. I really don't.
Well, we'll see what happens. You know, Baker Mayfield's going up there, but I think they need more than just a quarterback. They're so far down.
I think the Rams may stink.
What?
No, I just said that to get Mark's attention. So
attention too. Rams fans.
Rams are going to be very good, I believe.
I think so.
Now I'm going to talk about investing for a second here.
Well, that's an investment show. Why don't we do
money
that?
Talk on Money Talk?
Yeah. If I can interject here for a second.
What a thought.
I talked last week on the show about my website having this video on the equity linked CDs under the featured link section on my website, moneytalktulsa.com.
Informational only.
And little did I know, but I went back to my website, and there's a thing that tracks the traffic on my website. we had 750 people go on the website during the show in 1 hour. So that's a lot of people. That's a lot of folks that paid attention to what we said and actually found the website and went to it. But anyhow, MoneyTalkTulsa.com is the website, and there's a video on it about equity deposit. They're called Market Link CDs also. It's under the featured link section of my website. It's about a three-minute video, and I would encourage you to watch it if you're interested in the product at all. And you may not be, and that's fine. There's also on my website, I went back and looked through it this week, there's hundreds of articles on there, Steve, that are updated every week. Research reports by LPL Financial, my home office puts out, bond reports, stock market reports, all kinds of different things are on there. And they're updated every week, several times a week. And there's also articles on things like funds and stretch IRAs, equity link CDs, stuff like that. All kinds of interesting things. Dollar cost averaging is on there, 1035 exchanges, which a lot of people probably have no idea what I'm talking about. Do you?
I don't.
Okay. Yeah, it's
full confession.
That's what I figured. And there's a lot of different things on the website. We also have a bunch of calculators on there, like a retirement income calculator, a loan payment calculator, college financing, home affordability, how much home can you buy based on your income, mortgage refinancing with points and everything, if it's worth it to refinance your mortgage or not, how much you'll actually save.
I think for a calculator, do you just have fingers on there so I can just kind of
borrow
fingers as I do some math?
Okay. And there's lots of different things on there. Required minimum distributions for your IRA. This is an important thing for people who are 68, 69, because when they hit 70, they have mandatory distributions from their IRAs. And they always ask us, how much are those going to be? Well, here's a calculator that'll tell you, and you don't have to even call anybody or ask them. You can go on there and figure it out yourself if you want to. You're welcome to call us, of course, and we will tell you. We'll be happy to tell you. Steve, here's a calculator you're going to love. May not apply in your case. It's a life expectancy calculator.
Oh, man. No, my calculator for my life expectancy is like an hourglass.
Steve looks at his watch.
Does that calculator have a divorce key on it?
So you can... No, mine's like an egg timer for my life expectancy.
Sorry about that.
And marriages, for that matter. So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, that's why I had to say there's always exceptions to the rule. You know, that's one of the things I talk to people about. You know, with the Social Security issue, when they ask me when they should file for Social Security, and I'm like, well, depends on your life expectancy.
When are you going to die?
Tell me when you're going to die.
I'll tell you exactly.
Yeah. So he hadn't even bothered to have that conversation with me. Yeah. Like, what's the point? So
go file. I need to file yesterday, Steve. Anyhow, there's lots of different things on there, and the website is very useful, I think, and lots of articles updated every week. And I was amazed. There's a company that runs this website for me called Emerald, and they do all the updating for me. And that's why I was shocked when I went into it and saw all these current articles and research reports and things like that. There's a ton of information on there, and it's updated every week. There's also, if you put in your stock ticker that you own a stock, whatever it might be, they'll give you the information on that as well, and charts and things.
So remind people again what the website is.
Sure. It's MoneyTalkTulsa.com, MoneyTalkTulsa.com, and there's pretty much just about everything on there. You can also send me emails through the website if you want to. Send me a question or send me a text or whatever you want to do.
Request a book?
Yep, you can do that. You can do just about everything through the website. And I would encourage you to look at the video on the Equity Link CDs, and also, as Steve has mentioned, the video on the annuity sales pitch. It's quite enlightening.
See, I wasn't going to say it this time, actually.
But it is.
It's great.
It's very enlightening. It was an expose done by Chris Hansen, I think was the guy's name, on MSNBC or NBC.
He used to be MSNBC.
Okay.
I think he's still with them.
Sure. But he goes undercover, basically has his aunt go undercover, and goes to an annuity sales pitch, and it's quite revealing.
It's eye-opening, to say the least.
It's ugly.
And the part that people don't believe, including my buddy, the annuity salesman, you know, when I say, look, the training, they're literally showing the people that sell these things how to lie. Or I'll say misrepresent. That might be a little harsh.
Right.
But it's on there, you know.
Right.
And, you know, who's Chris Hansen? You going to dispute that guy? I don't know.
Well, yeah, and they do. One of them, they basically put a camera on one of these people, and they go into a seminar, an annuity seminar, and they videotape the whole thing, and it's interesting. It's ugly. It's just ugly. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it, but it is very enlightening, and it's on the website. And I would encourage you to look at it if you've a lot of people in town still go to these annuity seminars, Steve. They're still putting them on, and people go to them. I get calls all the time about them. What is this? What's that? And somebody called me a few weeks ago and said, this guy said the market's going to crash. And I was like, well, it's because he's trying to sell you.
Was his name Glenn Beck? I don't know.
No, he's trying to sell you an annuity. He was, you know, basically trying to pitch annuities. And I said, of course he wants you to think the market's going to crash, because that
so he can sell you
helps
something.
His sales pitch, yes.
And, well, you know, we hear about fake news, and there's also some fake investing on that one.
You got to do your due diligence. No matter what you're looking at, no matter what product, no matter who it is, do your due diligence, do your homework, and don't buy it if you don't understand it. No matter what it is, if you don't understand it, don't put your money into it. I don't care what kind of investment it is. Just don't put your money into it. You're just better off walking away.
So one guy who always understands a business before he invested in it would be Warren Buffett. And there is a book you can get. It's called Warren Buffett Invests Like a Girl and Why You Should Too. So investing like a girl, clearly a good thing. Dan will send you a copy of that book absolutely free. Just call his office at 918-398-8387. Do be sure and leave your name and address. That number again, 918-398-8387. You're listening to Money Talk on News 102.3 and AM 740, KRMG. Sing along. We'll be right back.
Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet, singing.
Do a diddy, diddy, dum, diddy, do.
She looked good.
Look good.
She looked fine.
Look fine.
She looked good. She looked fine. And I...
Dun.
Uno, dos. One, two, tres, cuatro.
Welcome back to Money Talk here on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. Coming up here in about 9.5 minutes, your top story is the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from Fox 23. We're going to have a super nice Sunday. We're going to have a nice couple days, maybe get a little storminess mid-week. Stay tuned for that, and stay tuned next hour. We've got Fox News Sunday. If you've got questions for us today, you can text us at 95920, or Dan's feeling frisky today. He said you could even give us a call. 918-KRMG. That's 460-5764 if you'd like to call and ask a question. And meanwhile, Dan, tell us about the book we're giving away this week.
I sure will. The book is called Warren Buffett Invests Like a Girl and Why You Should Too. And it's teaching you the methods and the ways, the methodology of Warren Buffett, who's probably one of the greatest investors of all time, without a doubt. One of the wealthiest, I would say, certainly. Yeah. And you can get a free copy of it along with our information on our equity-linked certificates of deposit. Those are CDs that are tied to a equity and or bond index and whose returns are tied to the index, basically, is what they are. The information in the book are free. Just give me a call, 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387 is the number. Just leave us your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we'll send that information out to you in the book. Also, absolutely free, no cost and no obligation whatsoever. All right, Steve. I pick on human beings, aside from you, listeners to the show, a great deal.
And I'm not sure if that implies I'm not one.
No, you are, certainly. See, you're in that category also. Okay. But I pick on people on the show quite a bit about how we do things that are to our detriment, right? I've done this for years. How investment mistakes that we make, right?
Always involving emotion, right?
Right, usually, yes. And I found a good article that I wanted to read to our listeners from, and by Jim O'Shaughnessy, who wrote a book called What Works on Wall Street. He's also a big money manager and very successful author and money manager. And the title of the article is called How to Arbitrage Human Nature, because he says, essentially, that human nature isn't changing any. People are still going to make the same mistakes over and over. We just see a different crisis each time, a different catalyst, you know, if you will, like the 08 debacle or the 01 and 02, the tech bubble, things like that, or real estate bubbles, things like this.
Brexit.
Yeah. We see the same thing over and over again. We just see people make the same mistakes, but for a different reason, whatever it might be. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So far? Okay. Yeah, I'm going to quote a lot of this from the article, so I'm not trying to say I'm not the author of this information.
Before you do that, explain what the word arbitrage.
Okay.
You beat me to it.
Sorry. That's a very good point. Arbitrage is a risk-free trade in my world. Arbitrage means you can buy something at one price and sell it at a different price at the same time, a higher price. So you have no risk in the transaction.
Wow. I want to do that.
Let's do that.
Yeah. So, well, he's trying to tell you how to do
okay.
it. Okay. Let me
all right, we have the show. Let's
what
just
he
do
says
that.
How to do it. Yes.
So safe trade.
It's a risk-free trade.
Okay.
It's a risk-free trade, usually where you're doing a buy and a sell at the same time, usually in two different markets. So you would buy something here, say Apple stock at 50 a share, and you would sell it in Europe at 52 at the same moment, instantaneously.
Gotcha.
So you have no risk in the transaction. You just don't hold it for any period of time. Okay. He says, people want to believe the present is different than the past. Markets are now computerized, high frequency, and block traders dominate. The individual investor is gone. And in his place sits a plethora of mutual funds and hedge funds to which he or she has given their money, which I would say is pretty much true for most of us. We've given our money to mutual fund managers to run it for us. Many of us have simply given up trying to earn alpha, which is added return in the market, and have given their money instead to index funds, which shows the rise of Vanguard, why Vanguard is so enormous, because that's pretty much all they do is index funds for the most part.
Whatever the market does, your fund does.
That's kind of where they're at. Yes, that's where Vanguard is. That's essentially what Vanguard believes. Vanguard believes you cannot beat the market. So they say you should just own the market rather than trying to beat the market. That is their philosophy. Okay. Some people think these masters of money make decisions differently and believe that looking at how a strategy performed in the 1950s or 60s offers little insight into how it will perform in the future. But while humans passionately believe that our own current circumstances are somehow unique, not much has really changed since the inarguably brilliant Isaac Newton. Steve, this was a couple years before my time. He lost a fortune in the South Sea Trading Company.
Not that much before mine, though.
Okay. This was in 1720. He lost a fortune in the South Sea Trading Company. It was a bubble, one of the bubbles they had back then. He lamented that he could calculate the motions of the heavenly bodies, but not the decisions of long-term results. Well, excuse me, not the madness of men. I screwed that up totally. He could calculate the motions of heavenly bodies, but not the madness of men. And so I want to point out to you the folly of our thinking and what we show, what we do. We often think that this time it's different, that the way things are going today is not going to be the same as the way they were 10 years ago in 2008 or 18 years ago in 2002 and 2001 and 2000. But I want to go back and I want to show you some examples of how things were basically exactly the same. If we go back to the 1920s in the U.S., the Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 497% between 1921 and 1929. 497%. Companies such as radio and movie companies were what were drawing people's money. They were the technology of the times back then. Remember, this was the 1920s. And people put a lot of money into these things. Speculators sent Warner Brothers stock, for instance, up 962% from $13 to $138 in 1 year. Okay.
Pretty good change back then.
Well, I mean, it just shows that we have bubbles. We had bubbles back then. We have bubbles now. We've had bubbles in 2001 and 02 with technology through the late 90s, basically is what they were. We also saw in the 1950s a similar fascination with technology. Texas Instruments, which was a fairly new company back then, went from $16 to $194 between 1957 and 59, just a two-year period. We also had a new startup company back then called Xerox.
Heard of them.
Yep. We had Fairchild Camera, Polaroid, and IBM, which were all fairly new companies back then. And they were the dot-coms of the 1950s. They ran up, and then they imploded, essentially, is what they did shortly after that.
Some of them don't even exist anymore.
Correct. And so the point here is we tend to see the same things over and over again. And what Jim O'Shaughnessy is trying to say here is you've got to be more like Warren Buffett. You know, Warren Buffett in 08 saw the debacle in the market. He didn't run from the market. He stepped up and started buying things in large, large quantities. He took advantage of the folly of all the other investors. And we've got to not follow the crowd because the crowd tends to lead us astray as we've seen history repeat itself over and over.
What's probably the number one investment book that you give away frequently?
Well, The Intelligent Investor is one of my favorites.
Right. And and when was that?
It was written in 36.
In the 30s. Right, yes. Right. So if what you're saying is not true, that book would not be one of the best-selling investment books even
Correct.
Today.
It is the best-selling investment book of all time,
so
actually.
It still works.
Yes, absolutely.
So the problems remain the same as they were in the 20s and 30s, and the solutions remain the same as they were in the 20s and 30s.
That's I think maybe the trick is somewhat just recognizing the problems. You know, the company name may be different, but the circumstance is still different. It's kind of like playing a video game, you know, a war game. You know, you get shot the first 15 times, but after a while, you get to figuring that out a little bit. Don't get shot quite as much.
Right. You know, the names have been changed, but the outcome's still the same, essentially, is what you have to remember. We've seen that, and as I made this analogy a few weeks ago. We've seen this movie before. We know how it ends. We just have to remember how it ends and stick with it and be willing to ride it out or at least follow our plan, whatever our plan might be. Many people get caught up in the manias. You know, I had a person who was a client of mine in 1999-2000 era, and I made him 315% in 1 year. And he literally said to me that was not enough of a return.
Comes in and goes, that's it?
And I was going, oh, this is crazy.
You
this is beyond crazy.
Tripled his money.
Yes, in 1 year. And he didn't think we made enough money for him. I'm not kidding. I couldn't make that stuff up. I mean,
so was that the end of your
that's what I was
client
wondering.
Relationship with that person? Or
he was a police officer, believe it or not. I hate to say it, but
So didn't answer my question. But
yes,
okay.
But yes, that pretty much I pretty much said, you know, this is crazy.
There's no pleasing you, sir.
He wanted to take it all and put it on red, basically, and bet on one stock. And I said, no, that's insane because we're not going to do that. We had him in a tech fund, essentially, is what it was that made him all that money. And, you know, he said that wasn't enough. And I said, well, this is crazy. You know, this is crazy because this is not the norm. This is not a normal year. And we cannot expect this.
Yep. Wow. That's crazy. All right. If you'd like a free copy of today's book, Warren Buffett Invests Like a Girl and Why You Should Too, call Dan's office, 918-398-8387. Do be sure and leave your name and address because it's Sunday. You're going to get the voicemail. That number again, 918-398-8387. 87 for the free book and the report on equity-linked CDs. More Money Talk after the news on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Oh, yes.
Anything you want, you we got it. Welcome back to Money Talk here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRM. In less than half an hour now, Fox News Sunday. Remember, if you've got a question for us today, you can text us at 95920 or heck, you want to be on the radio? Well, we might be able to make that happen for you. Give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. Your host for Money Talk is Mr. Dan Witham, and Dan gives away books. What do we got?
That's right. The book this week, Warren Buffett Invests Like a Girl and Why You Should Too, teaches you all about the methodology of the man himself, Warren Buffett, how to invest like him, being a value investor, one of the best in the world of all time, by all means, certainly a very brilliant man. And he was, Steve, he studied under Benjamin Graham, the author of The Intelligent Investor. Yep. Warren Buffett went to Columbia just so he could learn from Benjamin Graham. And so he picked it just based on one professor. He went to that school just based on one professor alone. And he also went to work for him after he graduated from Columbia, by the way. Anyhow, the book is free. If you want a copy of it, give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave us your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we'll send that out to you for free. And or if you have questions about the EquityLink CDs, you know, give us a call, and we'll send you that information also. And I want to talk about some simple investment concepts because, as you showed me when you asked about the word arbitrage,
right?
I assume that people know things that probably are not as clear.
That's why I'm here.
To others that are clear
to me. To remind
you
that
yes.
Sometimes we get into vernacular. That's
yes, because I would not have even thought to explain the word arbitrage, but it was a very good question, excellent question. Okay. Stretch IRA, Steve, do you have any idea what I'm talking about here?
Absolutely none.
Okay. This is a common concept that you'll see in a lot of articles, but it's rarely explained. And so I wanted to explain to people what it is and what it is not. It is not a special IRA that you can open at your investment account firm, whatever it's Merrill Lynch or us or LPL, it doesn't matter. It's not a special type of IRA. It's a concept of how to structure your IRA. Does that make sense so far?
So far.
Yep. Okay. What you're trying to do here is stretch the length of your IRA, the lifetime of your IRA, the length of time your assets are tax deferred, that they stay in the account. Does that make sense?
Yep.
The government tries to make you take that money out of your account by giving you required minimum distributions when you reach age 70 and a half, the year in which you reach age 70 and a half. And they want you to take that money out, and I'll give you three guesses why, Steve.
So you can pay taxes on it?
That would be the reason,
all
yes.
Right.
So you can pay taxes on your IRA.
They want their share.
Yes.
That's right.
And they only have them on traditional IRAs, which is funny because they don't do them on Roth IRAs. You know why, Steve?
I don't know why.
There's no taxes paid on a Roth IRA.
All
you
right.
Take the money out.
Cares, right?
It's the tax. It's come down to the tax. It's revenue, right? So anyhow,
always
they make
about the money.
They make you take this out. When you reach 70 and a half, you have to start taking RMDs. And they amount to somewhere between 2 and 3% of your account balance at the end of the prior year. So about 2.5% to 3% a year they're making you take out. Now, it goes up as you get older because your life expectancy gets shorter as you get older. In Steve's
so they
case,
want you to have
a lot shorter.
A lot shorter.
Sorry.
And my understanding is you get one mulligan, like the first year you can defer the RMD, but then the second year you have to take it twice.
Right. You can take it in the following year if you want to, just the first year. And that's a good point. Yes. But then you have to take two in that year if you do that. Yes. You still have to take the same amounts, but you can defer the first one beyond the first year of 70 and a half. Yes. You can take it actually the following year. But you have to be very careful about that because the penalty for failure to take it is
a whopper.
50% penalty.
Whoa.
Ouch.
Plus taxes. taxes.
Man, that sounds like plus, a courthouse, man.
Yeah, 50 plus 35, roughly, you know, so it's they'll really stick it to you if you don't take it. So we always make sure our clients take our RMDs, and as far as I know, every firm out there does that. They want you to take your RMDs because otherwise you forfeit it, a good part of it, to the government. Obviously, you don't want to do that. So a stretch IRA, basically the concept here is to make your money last longer. So, Steve, let's say that you were, let's say you have $100,000 in an IRA, right?
Right.
And you have two kids, and let's say one of your kids is 40 years old, and one of your kids is 25.
All right.
Just for sake of argument. And let's say you have $100,000 in the IRA and $100,000 in a non-IRA. What we would try to do here is give the $100,000 in the non-IRA, the non-qualified account, or what you refer to as a taxable account, to the older daughter of yours,
okay,
the 40-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
We would give the stretch, the IRA, we're trying to stretch it to the 25-year-old.
Okay? Gotcha.
So you're giving both the same amount of assets, $100,000 each. But you give the 25-year-old the IRA because when you die, their required minimum distributions are based on their age.
And they're 25.
Right. And if they're 25, they're going to have a lower required minimum distribution than a 40-year-old would have because of being older, of
right.
course, being 15 years older. So you're trying to give it to the youngest survivor that you can. Now, you can only do this for one time. So when the 25-year-old passes away and they leave it to their heirs, they don't get a mulligan on the age, basically. It's still based on their age.
Their heirs will get it, or beneficiary will get it.
Based on whenever the 25-year-old die,
right.
is what their distribution is going to be based on. So it doesn't go on forever. You can't do it forever. But at some point, you got to take some of the money out. But you're trying to defer the money for as long as you can and keep it in tax-deferred status as long as you can. And I always tell people, especially people that have Roth IRAs, leave that money in there as long as you can because they really never make you take it out.
So that's kind of like the old rule against perpetuities.
It's exactly what it is. Same concept.
So
they only let you do it once. And that's the same reason. He's referring to a legal
rule. Which 9 out of 10 lawyers still cannot explain to you.
Well.
So do you want to explain it to us, Steve?
No, sir. I'm one of those 9.
What is
it? It's a life in being.
One generation beyond the current living?
No, it's a life in being plus 21 years.
Okay, life in being, correct. So the current living generation plus 21 years. That's the longest you can defer, or the youngest living beneficiary you can name basically on a trust, essentially is what it is. The furthest you can go with a trust.
Ah, okay.
Am I misconstruing that?
I can't believe I've remembered that for like 30 years now. See, that old law school thing.
You actually
came
did
in
take
handy,
that
you know?
Bar exam.
Right.
Okay.
So they have rules against perpetuities in the government, so they don't like that. I want to go over another term real quick. I know Steve wants to get started.
No, I was just saying, because they didn't want families like building wealth like they still do through
right.
other means.
Yes.
And it was kind of that, it's old English common law stuff, but still, they were trying to keep that money filtering down out of your
right.
family.
They were gunning for the dynasties is what
right.
they were gunning for, essentially. They're the Rockefellers of the world and people like that.
That's exactly who I was thinking of.
Right. That's kind of what they were gunning for with that. All right. Another concept we have that a lot of people, I'm not sure if they understand how it works or not, is called dollar cost averaging. And this is a very, very sound concept. I really like this concept. It doesn't matter what investment you're buying. You can apply this to it as long as the price of it changes. Okay. So if it's a stock or a mutual fund, as long as the price changes and the price is constant, this doesn't work so well because it doesn't matter.
You're just paying the price at that point.
Right. So, but if let's say you buy an XYZ mutual fund and you're investing through your 401k, Steve, and you're putting in $100 a month into the mutual fund, it's at $10 a share, let's say presently. So you're buying 10 shares, right?
Mm-hmm.
$10 times 10 is $100. I'm trying not to get too far into the math here. I know you're looking at me. Okay. So you're buying 10 shares a month at $100. Then let's say the price drops to $5 a share. You still put in your $100 a month. You keep the dollar amount constant. This is the key. You're keeping the dollar amount constant. The price drops to $5 a share. You're buying 20 shares, right?
Right.
So you bought twice as many shares when the price dropped automatically, and you didn't have to do anything to do that.
Correcto.
Except sign up for the $100 a month into your 401k. Dollar cost averaging automatically forces you to buy more shares when the price is low and buy fewer shares when the price is high. Because what if the price went to 20? You'd be buying 5 shares, right? At 5, you're buying 20 shares, and at 20, you're only buying 5 shares. So you're buying more shares at a lower price. What happens with dollar cost averaging is that your average cost will end up being lower than your average price. Think about that. I know that's a math concept.
It's kind of heavy, but
yeah, it's a math concept. But if you think about it, you'll see that it's correct because you're buying more shares when the price is lower. And so your average cost is going to be a little bit lower than what your average price was, basically is what that means. So it benefits you. It benefits the investor to do it that way.
So if the price stayed at 10 over 2 months, you'd have 20 shares.
Yes.
If it drops at 5 the second month, at the end of the second month, you have 30 shares.
Correct. Correct. You'd have more shares. No matter what, if you're dollar cost averaging, you want the price to move. You want it to fluctuate. It benefits you if it fluctuates. You want it to fluctuate wildly. That's what Warren Buffett does when he sits. He doesn't want stock prices to be constant. He wants them to fluctuate because he benefits from the fluctuations. He takes advantage of them.
Because he uses dollar cost averaging.
Well, he buys when they're cheap. He doesn't necessarily dollar cost average, but he knows how to buy when they're cheap. He knows to recognize the value when it drops, when the price drops. He understands. You know, GE's price dropped in 08, Goldman Sachs price tanked, but the value of the company really didn't change at all. Goldman Sachs was still making profits. In fact, they made a ton of money in 08. They made so much money in 2008, they got called before Congress to testify as to how they made so much money and why they did it. And of course, their answer is probably, well, that's why we're in business.
because we can. Money. What a concept.
Well, they were the smartest guys in the room in 08. Goldman Sachs actually shorted the mortgage market at the right time.
They saw it coming.
They knew exactly what they were doing. Don't ever bet against Goldman Sachs, I will tell you. Do not ever bet against them because they are the smartest guys in the room. And they've proven consistently they are, and they know what they're doing. And in 08, they did it, and Blankfein, who's the head, got called before Congress to testify as to why they were making money shorting mortgages. And he said, well, because we can. It's perfectly legal. It's a perfectly legal methodology. We did it, and we made a lot of money at it. And the Congress, Barney Frank, was the one chewing him out, saying, you shouldn't have done that. And he was like, well, that's why we're in business. You know, that's why we're a successful
shouldn't
company.
Shouldn't have done that. It's like telling somebody to close their lemonade stand because, you know, you're making money. What's wrong with you? this doesn't make sense.
Well, there are certain people that think that way.
The argument here was Congress was looking at it as a zero-sum game. It's not. They were looking at it as he was taking money from people that were defaulting on their mortgages, let's say. No, it had nothing to do with them. He was betting on options and swaps and things like that and derivatives that had nothing to do with the homeowner, didn't affect the homeowner one way or the other. There are always side bets in the mortgage market, and these are derivatives and options and things like that. And Goldman Sachs leveraged those options and took advantage of the situation, a situation they saw coming, and they were smart enough to bet against it. And they made money. And, you know, if you're a Goldman Sachs shareholder, that's exactly what you want them to do. You don't want them to lose money. You want them to make money, obviously, no matter what the circumstances are. And so Goldman Sachs did that, and they did it very well. But obviously, what I was trying to say is Goldman Sachs is still around today, and they'll probably be around for a long time to come. But Warren Buffett was smart enough to put a lot of money into that company in 08 when their stock price got hit. He knew they were going to survive. He knew that they were going to be around and that they're a first-class company. He also knew, probably had a good idea, they were going to make money based on what they were doing at the time. 08 was very chaotic. I remember it well. It was extremely chaotic.
Well, and as an example of the chaos, here's Goldman Sachs making money hand over fist while their stock price is plummeting, which
absolutely
makes no sense at all. Craziness. All right. If you'd like a free copy of today's book, speaking of Warren Buffett, this one's all about him. It's called Warren Buffett Invests Like a Girl, and you should too. And Dan is happy to send you a free copy of that book. All you got to do is call his office at 918-398-8387. Do be sure and leave your name and address. Mr. Postman knows where to bring that book. Again, the number is 918-398-8387. More Money Talk after the break on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Such a long time. But they do invest like Warren Buffett. More on that in a moment. Welcome back to Money Talk here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from Fox 23. It is glorious out there. Get outside and enjoy it after the show. Stay tuned. Coming up next hour, Fox News Sunday. And remember, you can text us your questions at 95920. Okay, I was talking about investing like a girl.
Okay, the book is called Warren Buffett Invests Like a Girl and Why You Should Too. You can get a free copy of it and information on our equity link certificates of deposit, what we're going to talk about right now. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave us your name and address. And I also want to mention our website with the video on the equity link CDs, moneytalktulsa.com. That's moneytalktulsa.com. With information on research reports and articles on stocks and bonds and all kinds of stuff as well on there. And I like to look at the market overview because it just gives me an idea where things are headed. It talks about the economy, the jobs reports, things like that, and it gives you a broad overview where you think the market's headed and where the bond market's headed in particular. I like to watch, pay attention to that. Anyhow, what is an equity-linked certificate of deposit, Steve? Any clue?
I would say that it is a certificate of deposit linked to some index.
That is correct. It would be. It can be an equity and or bond index. Most of them are linked to a blended index of stocks and bonds, and actually is the way that most of them are run. I want to tell you about a couple of the drawbacks before I get too far into it as to what they are. They are not guaranteed if you sell them before maturity, right? We've discussed that on here many times. I think I've pointed that out. They're FDIC-insured CDs, but only if you hold them to maturity. So if it's a three-year CD, Steve, you want to hold it for?
3 years.
3 years, right. If it's a five-year CD, you want to hold it for?
Five years, Dan?
5 years, yes. Good answer.
Cinco años.
Good answer there. You got me saying años now. And anyhow, you don't want to sell it before maturity. And in many cases, you cannot sell it before maturity because they are not liquid, or as I say, they're illiquid, right, Steve?
That's right, they're illiquid.
And ladies and gentlemen, we looked it up. That is a word. Dan was right.
And the science teacher over here always laughs at us.
So, anyhow.
You guys are morons.
They are not liquid. You cannot sell them before maturity. So if you buy a three-year plan and having your money tied up for 3 years.
So don't buy them unless you can afford to not have that money for
absolutely.
3 years.
They're illiquid.
They're illiquid. Absolutely.
Don't
put money in them that you need in that time period. And I always tell clients, be conservative. If you think you can do $50,000, put 20 in. Start with half, $25,000, whatever. Start with half what you think you can do. You can always add to them later, but you can't take money out before maturity.
So could you stair-step those like you do regular CDs?
That's what I do. I ladder them. Absolutely, yeah. Yes. And that's a great point. Yes, you want to ladder them normally. And so it depends on the person's age and their suitability.
Let's explain that concept real quick. So laddering means?
Laddering means putting different or equal amounts into different maturities. So if you have a 2, 3, and a 4-year maturity, that's 3 maturities. I'm making sure I got how many maturities here.
Boy,
you would put a third
so
of the money into each. So if you're putting in $30,000 and you do 2, 3, and 4 years, you would put $10,000 in each maturity. So when they come due, when the 2 year comes due, then you roll it into a 3 or 4 year. So it's at the back end of your ones you have maturing. So you get better return. Eventually you'll end up with all 4 year CDs, but you also have money coming due each year. This way you have liquidity because you can, if you need money, you can get money at the end of the year. You'll have some money and you can take some out, reinvest some of it, or take it all out. But that's what Steve was referring to. The concept,
so if you had that $30,000 and you put it in a 3 year, you can't really touch that $30,000 for 3 years. Whereas if you ladder it 10 each year, every year you at least have 10 available to you.
Yes, yes, exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's why you do it. That's exactly why you would do it, Steve. That's a very good point. One of the other things I want to point out about it is they are taxed as ordinary income.
Not capital gains.
They are never, ever, ever, ever taxed as capital gains. Can I be more clear?
Well, that's unfortunate.
Can I be more clear about that? They're
so
taxes
you
at the higher,
a higher
rate.
Tax.
Ordinary income is the higher rate. The cap gains rate is the lower rate, yes. So just be cognizant of that. Be aware of that. Okay. These indexes there are a variety of different indexes that they have these on, like the S&P Dividends Aristocrat Index. There's all kinds of different indexes. There's the DS Efficient 5 Plus CDA Index. They're indexes you probably never heard of, is what I'm trying to say.
You're correct, sir.
And so, but most of them are indexes that do a little bit lower than what you think of, like the S&P 500, okay? They're not indexes that are all stock indexes or they get that high of performance usually. These are indexes that, are averaging, 4 to 6% a year, maybe a little bit more in that range. But so these CDs have the potential, for making decent returns. They're not likely to make you 15% a year or something like that. No, that's extremely unlikely, okay? So keep that in mind. The other downside to these is, if you buy a 3-year CD on one of these indexes, you might be guaranteed to get your money back in 3 years, but you're not guaranteed to get any interest in most cases. So you could just break even after 3 years. Does that make sense? If you put 10,000,
break even, right?
Right. If you put 10, as long as you hold to maturity, you got to hold to maturity. Yes.
Never forget that. But right. If you hold to maturity, at least you're going to get your initial investment back.
Correct. You are correct. And so you can put that $10,000 in for 3 years, like Steve was referring to earlier. You might only get $10,000 back if the index augurs in the day after you buy it and it goes straight down for 3 years. You will get your money back in 3 years, but you won't get any interest. Now, at the bank, at Bank of America, if you'd bought your CD at 0.00006, they're paying. I looked at the rate, savings rates the other day. They're at 0.06% a year right now. So 20 years, you'll get 1% after 20 years or so. Anyhow,
so you're still losing
inflation
money.
Inflation was 15% during that same stretch of time. That's helpful.
Yeah, it just ate you alive. But anyhow, you might forego that 1% a year that the bank gives you on a 2 or 3 year CD in exchange for this. But the upside is you might get a lot more return too than what the bank's paying. Even if you got 4% a year, let's say on one of these, you still beat the bank. You got 400% what the bank gave you at 1%.
I know you back test things. Has there been a year when an equity linked CD did not make money?
I'm sure there has. I haven't found it, but I'm sure there has. All right. Probably. I'll have to say there probably is.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Great show, as always. If you'd like a free copy of today's book, Warren Buffett Invests Like a Girl and Why You Should Too, call Dan's office, 918-398-8387. Make sure and leave your name and address so they know where to send the book. 918-398-8387. You've been listening to Money Talk. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11. I'm Russell Mills. Have a great afternoon. Fox News Sunday's next.
You just fade.